So was it a smart move or did he jump the gun? Governor Abbott's announcing that he's lifting the statewide COVID restrictions, including the mask mandate, effective next week, and that he is ready for Texas to reopen for business. Mixed reaction to that. Now, many are ready to get back to normal. Others, though, concerned that the governor is moving too fast. And joining us live to weigh in right now, Dr. Elizabeth Kasanoff-Piper, is president of the Dallas County Medical Society. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is this too soon on the governor's part?
I think it's too soon for us to relax the mask issue. The case numbers are going down, which is wonderful, and so are the hospitalizations. But there are still a lot of people in Texas who are getting sick and hospitalized and dying from COVID. So even though it's not going to be required anymore, I still want to urge people, please wear your mask. You know, it's to protect you. It's to protect other people. There have not been enough people vaccinated in Texas yet to provide any type of herd immunity. So we have to continue to do the right things to protect the vulnerable.
With three different vaccines out there, though, and, you know, people are starting to get shots, what would have been a better time, in your opinion, for the governor to do this? Should he have waited a month, 2 months?
I think waiting until a much larger percentage of our population has been vaccinated would probably have been a better time. A lot of people have been vaccinated. That's absolutely true, but it's still only about 6 or 7%. And there are a lot of communities without good access to the vaccine or even internet access to sign up to get one. And I really want us to realize that we've got to protect all of our community.
Did it surprise you that he went straight to 100% and didn't ease into lifting restrictions more?
It really didn't, and honestly, the relaxation of the number of people in facilities and restaurants and all of those kind of things, that doesn't scare me nearly as much as people taking their masks off, because masks are incredibly effective at preventing spread. So if all those places were open but people still wore masks, I don't think I'd be nearly as nervous.
Let me ask you this. Does this put restaurant owners, well, business owners in general, but especially restaurant and bar owners, in a difficult position?
I think it does. I think, without clear guidelines from the state or from the local government, if that were to be allowed, I think it's easier for people to understand what is the right thing to do. But I think this puts a lot of pressure on the business owners to be giving restrictions to their own clientele, and that's a tough spot to be.
What about you? Are you still going to mask up?
You bet, absolutely, and encourage everybody to.
All right, Doctor, thank you so much. We appreciate the time. Good information. Dr. Elizabeth Kasanoff-Piper, president of the Dallas County Medical Society, with us here on KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.